But like, if I, you know, shaved and dressed up as Han Solo, people would be like, what the hell's wrong with you?
Yeah, exactly. Welcome back.
Here we are.
You've come back for your 58th serving at a buffet with no food. And you just
No utensils.
You just keep grabbing a plate, hoping that some... Nope.
No food.
There's no food.
No food, nothing to eat with. Just stand there in line. Maybe something will come out. It's the waiting that's the hard part.
Yeah, because, you know, the anticipation kills you, and then nothing happens.
To be honest, you'll probably be dead before there's food on the table, but hey.
Probably.
You tried it.
You know, this podcast is a lot like a blizzard warning.
Yeah.
You just don't want to walk into it. You can't go anywhere because you're stuck now. And it's just not something you expected to deal with right now.
But yet, here you are.
Here you are. Ready for another episode of the podcast.
Garbage.
The podcast we're still trying to rebrand.
What about the trash talking boys? It sounds terrible.
The trash guys.
The trash guys. The trashmen.
The trashmen?
The trashmen. Copyright.
All right, you can't take it anymore.
All right.
That's it. Yeah. All right.
Did you hear they found ancient civilization in the Grand Canyon?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. There's like people that used to live there. I don't know. I started watching a YouTube video and I never finished it.
Are you being serious?
Yeah, yeah. Like, I don't know if it was true or not, but apparently the people lived there like, I don't know, 50,000 years ago or something.
You know what's funny is I was actually just talking to my coworker about how if you say anything confidently, people will believe you.
Oh, that's a fact.
I don't remember. I said something. I was like, hey, you know, if you got sunburn and you piss on it, it helps reduce it. And she's like, no kidding. I was like, yeah.
Yeah. No, you have to stick to it.
And you have to stick to it.
If you say anything confidently, people will believe you, which is why people always say to fake your confidence until you actually get it.
You know who's like not a master of it, but who I watched blow that out of the water was an Andrew Tate clip. And he's like,
really?
Yo, I just walked in the job and I'm like, I don't have a degree, but I'm qualified to have this position. Then they hired me. I'm like, what?
What? I think there might have been more to that interview.
I think there might have been a couple more things involved in the actual interview. And
yeah.
Maybe he didn't actually get that job or he just lucked out one day. But he was like, no, as long as I'm confident, as long as I'm cocky, I'm getting that job. It's like he's applying somewhere to do like, I don't know. He was like, I don't know where he was actually applying, but could you imagine that? Andrew Tate just walks into your business and is like, yeah, I want to be a medical doctor. Like, I'm qualified to be a medical doctor. They're like, you have a degree? He's like, no, I'm just qualified, though.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, he's just doing open heart surgery the next day. Like, honestly, fucking dude dies, and it's just like, whatever.
Honestly, there's probably a degree of truth to that, too. He probably did walk in somewhere. He's like, I'm qualified to do the job. Hire me. They're like, okay.
Yeah,
like,
you're Andrew Tate. I mean.
I mean, if you're confident enough, people will believe you. It's wild.
It is kind of wild, isn't it?
That's our podcast today. Thank you.
Yeah, that's all I got. You remember Supreme Patty?
I do.
That's who it was. Dude, I was in the shower like yesterday. I'm like, who was that guy that was in the back of the truck with some lemons, some limes, and some rotors?
Yeah.
Me a big old boner.
Yeah, now he got jacked and he boxes now.
But he just kind of fell off at the same time, though.
Yeah,
it's so funny you mentioned that. I was trying to think of his name yesterday. I could not think of it.
I feel like that's how most content creators go, is they'll fizzle out because, you know, things are always going in a different way in terms of trends, so they're not going to be relevant forever. So when they fall out of relevancy, they just start boxing each other.
Or they go visit a bunch of hanging bodies in a suicide forest to make fun of it.
Dude, I remember that.
Yeah.
I watched that video.
Now, you got to give it.
Before it was taken down.
Yeah, I did actually watch that video when it came out, and Brett has it saved somewhere, my brother.
Oh, does he?
He's got the video still. But anyways.
FBI is coming to the house.
Anyways, Logan Paul, you got to give him credit. Dude's made a hell of a comeback in terms of career.
Well, like, he's a boxer and all that now, you know.
He doesn't even box anymore. He came back to create content. Now he's got his own
sports
drink.
He's got a podcast, right?
He does have a podcast.
Yeah.
He's got his own sports drink called Prime, and it's actually the official drink of the UFC now.
Really?
He's doing well for himself.
I mean, that's impressive, but, like, would it make you any more inclined to drink it? Off topic, but just out of curiosity.
Well, no. I'm just saying it's quite a comeback from
it's impressive, and I'm not taking away any of the credibility of that, but it's like, you ever think about that when they're like, this is the official drink of the
official
NFL.
Car wash of the Buffalo Bills?
That's what I'm saying.
Well,
like, it doesn't
I gotta go there.
It doesn't like make me want to do it. It's good marketing.
It does for some people, though.
It puts the name out there. But for me, it's like anytime I hear that, it's just like, all right, you know, like I don't really feel any more inclined to do anything about it, though.
Now, if we're getting off topic again, I'm going to be honest. I don't, when it comes to football, I don't understand how there's like super fans of football out there. You know what I'm talking about?
People who know every player on every
team. Yeah, people who know every player, every stat, everything.
Who cares?
Yeah.
I just cannot devote my time 4 hours on a Sunday to watch a football game. I can't. And then what happens if the Bills lose? You just spend 4 hours watching a team lose. That's what you did.
I mean, you really did. And then you're going to go and cry about it, too, on top of it.
Yeah, on Facebook.
Yeah.
And say how bad the Bills are.
Yeah.
But you won't have a jersey. You know what's cool, too, is we always make fun of people who dress up like as our favorite Star Wars character or anime character. But if we dress up as Josh Allen, it's like cool. You know what I mean?
You got something you want to tell us?
No.
All
right. That guy's dressed up as Chewbacca. What an idiot. Yo, nice Deion Dawkins jersey. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of on the same level, isn't it? Like, if I dress up, like, all right, let's say I shave my head down to, like, Josh Allen's haircut. What does he got? His mustache, a little stubble?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. So if I went with that look, dyed my hair kind of, what is his hair, dirty blonde, brownish kind of color? And then I just wore his jersey all around. People would be like, yo, dude, I love it. But, like, if I, you know, shaved and dressed up as Han Solo, people would be like, what the hell's wrong with you?
Yeah, exactly.
That is kind of weird. I've never thought about that.
Really?
Never. That's kind of weird.
You ever think about it? Like, you can cosplay as your favorite football player, baseball player, or basketball player.
Yeah.
And that's completely normal.
Yeah.
But dressing up as, like, Chewbacca is weird.
Well, I guess it's because the sports players are real people.
Yeah.
And everything else is kind of fiction.
Yeah, there's differences.
You're supporting a team.
I'm not saying that they're the same. I'm just saying that you're dressing up as somebody you're not.
In that vein, it is a little weird.
Yeah, what Dean's trying to say is just be yourself.
That's not at all what he's trying to say.
No.
Anyways, but do you remember like when we were in, when you went trick-or-treating and people dressed up? People dress up as football players, baseball players, and you know, basketball players. So, I mean, I guess that is in the same concept, if you consider it, really.
Yeah. You
could be either for Halloween, put it that way.
Mm-hmm. And either way, it's completely normal.
You know what we should normalize? Dressing up as, like, your favorite Halloween character. Like, if you want to wear a rubber mask and some blue overalls every day, go for it. I'm not endorsing murder. I'm just saying, be you.
just be yourself. That's what Tony's saying.
Be yourself, man. Don't be afraid. And, you know, don't let people judge you. Even though, yes, they are judging you very hard. And they are most certainly laughing behind your back.
Within milliseconds of seeing you.
Yes, within milliseconds of seeing you. They've already taken a picture of you, sent it to their friends. And you are
in somebody's group chat.
I was just going to say, you are now the topic of discussion in a group chat. And it is not in a good way.
And you will never know.
You will never know.
That's also important to note, is that most people outside of this will judge you within seconds of looking at you.
Yes.
So what are you trying to hide?
So
just strut down the street, show your
You're going to be judged no matter what.
No, it doesn't even matter if you look normal. Like you probably walked down the street today and someone looked at you and was like, "Oh, I don't like how long his hair is."
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, somebody probably looked at you and said, "I don't like his face."
Yeah.
Like there was no like
that guy's face is dumb.
Yeah, like that was it. Like that was it. He just looked. It's like you got a dumb face. That's it. No. No, like, build up, no reasoning. He just does not like your face.
No. Yeah.
And you know what? What are you going
to
do?
I wouldn't wear jeans like that.
I wouldn't wear those sweatpants unless I had something to show for it, but, you know.
Another off topic.
We had a commercial break.
We did.
You just didn't hear the commercial.
You never will.
Interpret what you will, now, how you want.
This seems like an appropriate time.
No, it doesn't.
So, to mention, Tony has a really cool dog.
He does.
I really like Tony's dog.
I thought you guys met my dog.
No, we did meet your dog.
Yeah.
No, like before.
No.
Really?
We never met your dog.
That's weird. I thought more people, you know, had met her, but I guess.
Anyways, not. If you can guess what the commercial was, you will get at this week a Gatorade cap.
With a hole in it.
With a hole in it that has dried Gatorade in it. So it's all sticky.
But the hole, you must understand, is literally the whole cap. So there's no top whatsoever.
You're getting a ring.
You're getting a ring.
Yeah, essentially.
Whatever you choose to do with a ring that has dried Gatorade on
it. With dog hair attached to it as well.
I'll probably spit on the ring if you want.
Yeah. But you have to go to the survey, type in the correct guess, and use promo code Gatorade Cap. Otherwise, we will not. We will ship it to you, but it's going to cost you about $15. And you can't come pick it up. You can't know where we live. You can't know our headquarters.
Yeah.
So we actually changed the
survey. Oh, FYI, though, we only do FedEx shipping.
Yes. So that way it's late and probably thrown around.
And broken.
Yes.
Somehow a Gatorade cap, which is pretty much indestructible in the state that it's in, will be broken.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, for those who are listening who have never filled it out, we have actually just edited the survey. So it's all fresh and ready to go.
I don't mean to brag, but I actually originally made the survey. So
yeah, well, we've updated it, so go check it out.
We erased everything you did.
Good. And it was made like a year ago by now.
Yeah, it's old. Yeah.
We're trying to get everybody in the world to fill out the survey. So
that's
so if you live in like a continent, that's not America, you should fill it out.
Yeah. Anyway, back to business.
That's the thing. So Drew, how'd you get into Alice in Chains?
My uncle.
All right.
That's it.
Nice.
All right, moving on.
You don't want to elaborate on that?
We stayed up till 3 a.m. listening to Alice in Chains songs.
Really?
Yeah.
Talking about life?
Not even talking about life, just rocking out. We were listening to, we were watching on YouTube the MTV Unplugged.
Yeah.
And we listened to like Nutshell, Rooster, Down in a Hole, like all their like flagship stuff, and I don't know, I just like the sound of it, especially the acoustic versions of it. So I was like, tight.
That is a pretty beautiful album, isn't it?
I don't like to do the heavy metal stuff, so if they get too heavy, I kind of back off. But like Nutshell, especially, I really like because it's all acoustic.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. That MTV Unplugged is pretty cool. Hey, I'm gonna throw it out there. Alice in Chains Unplugged is better than Nirvana Unplugged. Come at me, I don't care.
You can come at Tony in the survey. I'll second
that. Yeah, come at me in the survey.
I'll second that.
I'm just not a fan of Nirvana.
I'm not either.
You know, like
yeah, they're talented and they made some good music. It's good music, it's just not my music.
And I like a lot of the grunge stuff. Like I love, you know, not even just the Unplugged stuff from Alice in Chains, like just the regular albums and everything. And I like, you know, Pearl Jam,
I like.
I like Stone Temple Pilots, but Nirvana, I just feel like it's, like, overplayed, you know?
Yeah, like, every girl at the gym has a Nirvana t-shirt.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, that's how you know.
You know, back when I bought my Nirvana t-shirt, it wasn't even that popular to have a Nirvana t-shirt. And I'm not saying, like, I was original or anything, because I just bought it because I thought needed another friggin' shirt. But, like, it's weird to see how much stuff has become, like, blown out of proportions. Like everybody does the same thing now.
No, you know? I agree.
It's like everybody has to go to the gym, man. It's like, why?
There are some people at the gym that I can tell probably got a routine off TikTok about 30 minutes ago and now they're there.
Yo, like, are they young or are they old?
Yeah, like they're young, like 14 or 15, and they got their wife beat around with the gold chain.
Yeah.
And their Lancaster Legend sweatpants.
Yeah.
And they showed up a half hour ago because their mom had to drive them.
Or what about their Depew Wildcats sweatpants?
If
those are top tier, bro.
Yeah, the Rivalry sweatshirts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, if you come in there with your
Lancaster Legend.
Hey, Lancaster Legends sweatpants, Lancaster football hoodie, Lancaster basketball hat.
Yeah.
That's the fit, bro.
That's the outfit.
Yeah. That's the fit.
Their mom just got them to the gym about a half hour ago.
Quarter squat, 135. Probably drop the bar.
Yeah.
Don't come after a 135 squat. I struggle with those. Not really, but I got into like 160, and it's just it just becomes a struggle. I don't know.
You know what else is a struggle? Life.
Yeah.
That's true.
Got to deal with it, though.
That's true. I should push through my demons and just squat 225 already.
Yeah, bro.
I'm sick
of demons are just trying to keep it down. Hey, you know what?
What?
I don't know. I don't know where I was going with that. It's all right, though.
That's okay.
It's all right.
Dude, there was a kid at the gym today
who
sat on the pec fly machine. I got there at 3:45.
Yeah.
He got off the machine at 4:30.
Nice.
45 minutes. He just marinated on that thing.
He marinated on it, dude. It was roasted up some what?
Every possible variation of everything he did.
Yeah.
He sat there for 45 minutes. I'm like, dude, I need
some fitness guru on TikTok probably told him that's what
he has to do. Hey, here's a pro tip, man. All right. You don't think about it, but this is a pro tip. when you get in the gym and you get on an incline bench that's adjustable, make sure that you used every adjustment possible and did 3 sets of incline bench at that adjustment. Then you're done.
You know what I prefer to do?
True.
I prefer to go to the gym. I'll hop on one of the benches.
Yeah.
And I'll do the most basic exercise for 8 sets of 2.
Uh-huh.
With 3-minute rest in between. And every now and then, the rest will be extended because I start talking to my friend for 15 minutes.
And then you don't use heavy weight, right?
No.
Yeah.
You know what I like to do? I like to go on the adjustable bench and just use it as a flat bench.
Yeah.
And do my flat bench exercises. Yeah. When there's a flat bench open right
now.
Oh,
when there's... See, that's the power move. When the flat bench is open and you purposely pick the adjustable one to do something you could have done on the flat bench.
Yeah.
Or the real power move, when the gym's really busy, secure yourself a bench. Doesn't matter, flat, incline, whatever. Put your stuff on it and walk away.
And then just don't use
And don't use it. Do something entirely different. And then come back and people are like, are you using this? Be like, yeah.
Yeah.
Get
Superset.
Get confrontational about it too. When they start calling you out, say, dude, I was grabbing some water. Chill out. And they're like, no, I saw you squatting in the back for like the past 20 minutes. And you're just like, no,
that was getting water.
Getting water.
Squatting down to the well and getting water.
Yeah. Unlike you, you uncultured swine.
Yeah, usually what I like to do is when someone's using a bench, after as soon as they're done with their set, when they're listening to music, I'll walk up and I will yell at the top of my lungs, are you using this? And then they'll say yes. And then I'll call them a nasty name, say why they shouldn't need it, and walk away.
Honestly, my favorite thing to do at the gym is just not go.
I like to stand like behind, like kind of in the corner behind things and just look at people.
No, that's honestly, I could totally see you doing that. You have to make sure your lower half's covered though, right?
Yeah. You just see my head.
Yeah.
I don't have AirPods. I'm not on my phone. I'm just looking at you.
Yeah.
Just staring.
Yeah. Oh, hey, but you can see your hands too, so it's even more questionable what's really happening over there.
You can't. Yeah, you can just see kind of like my arm moving. But
have you seen those TikTok videos going around of girls recording themselves in the gym, and like a guy will glance at them and be like, "This guy is staring at me."
Yeah, I haven't like, seen them, but I've heard about them.
Yeah, it's like blowing up on TikTok. Penguins. Do you watch Penguins on YouTube?
I know who he is. I haven't seen the video.
He did a video of it. Now I'm just paranoid in the gym that I'm on someone's TikTok video.
You probably are. I hope I am, you know.
I hope I am.
Honestly, I don't know I'll if I really should be. Like, I don't think I'm what you want on your TikTok video, but
I don't know.
I'm cool with it. I mean, you know, when I'll you drop, when she drops the 95-pound bar on her neck and she, you know, paralyzes herself because she didn't want a man coming up to her and taking the bar off for a TikTok video, I mean, that's pretty embarrassing. It's not even safe, so... Because I guess that was, like, a thing where some guy didn't want to take the bar off. Like, some girl dropped the bar somehow. I don't know what exercise it was on. Some guy was going to go help her, but he's like, no, I don't want to be called a feral animal on TikTok, so I'm just going to leave her there.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, that is the monster you created,
though. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That is the byproduct of...
That's the product of being...
That's my point.
How you are on TikTok.
My point. Yeah. I hate social media.
I do too.
Can you blame the guy? Maybe a little bit.
I said it last podcast. I really do hope TikTok gets banned. I do.
I hope it does too. I really wish it would. I wish TikTok got banned. Honestly, I'd be pretty cool if Facebook was banned. Instagram, actually, Marketplace. I would miss Marketplace.
No, I want it all gone so I can stop worrying about it for real estate.
That would be so cool, though, honestly, if just, like, one day everything was permanently banned from social media. And it's not even, like, in the vein of, like, free speech. It's just, like, it's bad for you, like, your mental health.
Keep social media. Keep phone numbers, texting, that stuff. But everything else. Do we need Facebook? Like, do we need social media?
All those are going to stay. The reason TikTok is trying to get banned, or they're trying to ban it, is because it's a Chinese app. So there's actual grounds, like security grounds, for the U.S. to be like, yo, this isn't good. But I hope it gets banned. I don't care for the app. I don't have it. I don't use it. The only reason I ever look at TikToks is if somebody sends them to me.
You know what? You can just go on Instagram Reels or YouTube Shorts or Facebook
People
Shorts,
send me TikToks, and I go, haha, so funny. Or I don't even watch it because it's like it comes up so crappy on my phone.
Yeah.
Half of it's like black. You can't see it.
Most of the time when I get, actually like 90% of the time, when someone sends me a TikTok, I won't watch it.
Yeah.
I just don't feel like clicking on it and then like hitting the unmute button and like trying to see what the, because like half the text is cut off.
Well, because half the image is blurry.
Yeah.
Which I don't even understand. It's like the image is blurry. You can't read the full bottom text or the full top text. You don't know what's going on. Somebody's using a filter, so it's really, really ugly looking. It's like you can't even make out what's going on. It's like, why'd you send me this?
It all just, yeah.
And the best part is it's usually like really lame that people send it to you. Like, oh, haha, this is so funny. I found it on TikTok, and you click on it, and you're like, yeah, it was stupid.
Yeah, like when my buddy Chip, he sends me a TikTok, I'll always watch it.
That's like, fair. That's Chip, man.
It depends who sends
me the TikTok today, actually.
Yeah, it depends who sends me the TikTok.
Yeah, I could see that.
But 90% of the time, I'm like, oh, ha-ha. Very nice.
Good. Cool video. 10 out of 10.
Thank you, Kanye. Very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I hope it gets banned because it won't affect my life. It'll affect a lot either. Of people's lives, though. I think it'll be funny.
It'll really affect Brandon's life. We know that.
Yeah, Brandon, for those who have never met him, he's a TikTok addict. He can't stop scrolling, and a lot of the time,
like half of his personality is based on trends he saw on TikTok.
Yeah.
I've never seen Brandon, and he acted the same way twice.
Yeah. No,
Every time we hang out with him, he's always
a new trend.
Different dance, different slang.
Producer Brandon actually, that's all he does. Like, we'll be recording the podcast, and we have to tell producer Brandon to quiet down because he's scrolling TikTok.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. He thinks it's funny.
And he thinks it's all funny.
He thinks it's so funny.
Like, even the stuff that's, like, not supposed to be funny, he laughs at it.
Yeah. Like, the one time I walked in, I saw him making a thirst trap TikTok.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Was it of you?
No, it was of him.
Oh, I thought, like, you accidentally walked in, like, into the image.
No, I walked in on him crying to TikTok.
Oh, man, dude.
But it wasn't real. He was just using eye drops.
Okay.
Yeah.
Brandon loves to do the Renegade, too. He loves it.
Oh, yeah. He always talks about it.
You know, you guys ever see Brandon dance to that song, Blue Monday?
No.
Oh, it's pretty good.
Is this an actual thing? Are you still joking?
Well, no. There is a dance for that song. I mean, I don't know if Brandon has done it or not. You'd have to ask him, but maybe he has. He's
gonna
a TikTok
go with probably not.
Huh?
I'm going to go with probably not.
Well, yeah. Brandon, if you're listening to this and you want to butt in and insert a clip of yourself answering our question,
you're more than welcome to.
Feel free. But if you don't, then we don't really care.
I don't care.
It didn't really make much of a difference to me either way. I was really banking on us having a cool conversation about Alice in Chains, but Drew really dropped the ball on that one, to be honest with you.
I think...
No, it's over discussed now. Like, I don't want to talk about
think,
it anymore, so...
The singer, first singer they had...
Lane?
Yeah. He gives me heavy Buzz vibes.
He kind of does, yeah.
He reminds me of Buzz. Like, if Buzz was, like, a drug addict and could sing really well, he'd be that guy.
Shout out, Buzz.
If you're listening to this, Buzz, that's a compliment.
It's not a bad thing.
Because that guy is really cool. So
very talented. Gone way too soon.
Yes. The ripe age of 34. Rest in peace.
RIP.
Yeah?
We're over 20 minutes.
Oh, are we?
We are.
Okay.
That's field goal range.
That is field goal range. Well, we have to cut some of it out, right?
Yeah.
All right, well, we're going to get
I stopped the timer for that.
Oh, you did.
We're going to get out our kicking unit here, and we're going to kick the field goal. So
we're going to send in our third and fourth string because we're doing so well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's it. See you.
Yeah.
Cheer.
Out.